Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Do you ever struggle with fear? Can you remember some times that you've really been frightened? The first one for me that comes to my mind is when I was a boy, some of my friends, we were camping out one night, and I don't know what possessed us to do this, but we put our tent in the middle of a cow pasture, under a tree, but in a cow pasture, and we're there, I don't know what time, it's dark, and we've got our lantern on inside the tent, and we're not doing anything bad, I don't think, as I remember it. But all of a sudden, we hear something breathing outside of our tent, and we're imagining lions or bears or something that is going to get us. And, you know, a lot of times, if you've ever taught a fourth or fifth grade boys Sunday school class, you have a hard time getting them to pray. All four of us just forgot all of our inhibitions, and we began to call on God to help us. We were scared. We really were. We were frightened. I don't know why, but I was elected to finally zip the tent open and look out. And here was this horse that we had all ridden. And, you know, that's a comical thing. But fear is a reality. And a lot of people live in bondage to fear. And I want you to put your hope in Jesus, who says, "Fear not, I'm with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." Put your hope in him this day and ask him to remove the fear from your life. God doesn't want you to live in fear. He doesn't want you to live in bondage to fear. And a lot of people do. And that's an attack of the enemy, my friend. And Jesus wants to give you victory over that. God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.